truck and bus news, powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. Freightliner are now about 6 months into an exhaustive local testing regime for the new Freightliner Cascadia, set to replace the Argosy. In total, more than 1.6 billion Ks of Australian testing is being carried out, with Freightliner looking to make sure the truck is calibrated correctly for our local conditions. Freightliner Director Stephen Downs telling us it's all about making sure the new bonneted truck starts life in Australia on the right foot.
We're in a position where we can't leave anything to chance. You know, the market's fiercely competitive and the trucks are just getting better and better. So when you bring a new product to market, you need to be absolutely certain that what you're bringing is the best you possibly can. And we're adamant that we'll go to all necessary measures to make sure we do that.
And we've had a drive of the new Freightliner Cascadia. Check out our review at heavyvehicles.com.au. The US Congress is considering giving the green light to larger trucks, but not everyone is happy with the idea. Pushing the case for what are called twin 33s, they're trucks hauling two connected 33-foot trailers, are some of the nation's biggest road transport players, including FedEx, UPS and Amazon. They say increasing the capacity beyond the standard 28-foot trailers would help meet the extra demand being placed on the industry by the strengthening US economy and the boom in online shopping. The push only involves having larger trailers. There'd be no additional weight allowances over the existing 40-ton capacity of twin trailer trucks on US roads. The proposal comes following a sharp rise in truck driver deaths on US roads last year, and not everyone shares the same optimism for the plan. Some road safety groups, trucking unions and rail freight operators are attempting to see the proposal scrapped. We'll let you know how that turns out. The technology seems to be up to the job and the application. Inner-city deliveries are said to be perfect for electric vans and light-duty trucks. But why aren't more businesses, especially the parcel delivery fleets, investing in battery-powered vehicles? Well, we don't have a lot of electric commercial vehicle choices in Australia at the moment, but in Europe and the US, there's widespread availability of electric vans and trucks from the major brands. Yet take-up is probably not keeping up with expectations. A new study undertaken by parcel delivery giants UPS and Greenbiz has looked to find out why more electric delivery vehicles aren't being put to work. The report finding there are three major barriers to larger fleets making the switch. Firstly, the higher initial purchase price. Secondly, on-site charging issues. And the third issue, not having facilities that are set up to cater for commercial vehicle charging. Scott Filippi, UPS Senior Director of Automotive Maintenance and Engineering, saying he believes these issues really shouldn't be deal breakers. He says the challenges of cost and infrastructure requirements can be daunting, but we've begun to see solutions emerge. He says the business case, combined with growing preference for EVs from cities and national governments, will help us to reach a tipping point to large-scale EV fleet adoption. Two industry technicians have been honoured for their tireless efforts to keep trucks on the go. Tony Wright from Goulburn-based Duval's Earthmoving and Bulk Haulage and Trevor Dixon from Packar Parts Australia have been recognised for their outstanding technical contributions at the Castrol Vectrons Award Dinner, held in conjunction with the Australian Trucking Association's 2018 Technology and Maintenance Conference. ATA Chair Jeff Crouch has paid tribute to the pair. He says, as an industry, we are very fortunate to have such committed, skilled professionals going the extra mile. Volvo Trucks is looking to boost the safety of teenagers and young adults with a new program launched in Australia. The Volvo Trucks C and Be Seen program centres on the sharing of the road between heavy vehicles and younger people, particularly cyclists. A major part of the program is safety training aimed at making unprotected road users, especially cyclists, aware of two important facts. It will look at highlighting the visibility issues that truck drivers have to contend with and how human factors such as a lack of attention and misjudgment contribute to the majority of traffic accidents. C and Be Seen includes 45-minute classroom training sessions and will work in conjunction with the Volvo Truck Stop Look Wave program aimed at 5 to 12-year-olds.
Accidents involving trucks and cars are decreasing, but accidents involving unprotected road users are increasing. And I'm talking about pedestrians, cyclists and motorcyclists.
Pernilla Fuchsling from Volvo Trucks. The Australian truck sales industry remains on track for the best ever year on record. That's despite the brakes coming on just a touch in the third quarter. The Truck Industry Council says despite July, August and September sales being a little slower than the results from earlier in the year, everything remains on track for the sales record to fall. To the end of September, truck sales in Australia totaled 30,665 units. Year-to-date, the market is tracking up 16.5% or 4,353 vehicles. TIC CEO Tony McMullen telling us that should be enough to see a new sales record set. He says with just 3 months to go until year-end, the industry is still on track to hit a new market peak. Though with signs that the market is slowing, that may not be the 40,000-plus mark that many were predicting at the halfway point of the year. The neon colours and cartoon graphics are gone. The Volvo ATA safety truck instead now sports a more serious look. Why replace the green and the cute animations that have been in use for 5 years? The Australian Trucking Association Chair Jeff Crouch says the new colour scheme and graphics is aimed at capturing the attention of young road users. You can check out the new look Volvo ATA safety truck at heavyvehicles.com.au.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
If you run a transport business or any business that relates to road transport, we'd love you to be part of the Heavy Vehicles Business Directory. For just $22 per month, including GST, you can list your business on our content-rich website. This will help boost your website on Google and the other search engines. The Heavy Vehicles Business Directory also gives you the chance to put your brand and contact details right in front of thousands of visitors to the Heavy Vehicles website. This is a great opportunity that will cost you just $5 per week. To get involved, just visit the Business Directory page at heavyvehicles.com.au.